He's with us right now, Rich Eisen. Welcome to the jungle, Sklar Brothers here. How are you, man?
Go blue, boys. Go blue.
Pretty amazing, right?
Well, you know, what's really amazing is I saw something this past week that I've been seeing the past few weeks, and maybe you can help me with it because it's been a while.
Hope.
Did I see second half adjustments?
Yeah, you did.
Did I see that?
Madison is like doing it with smoke and mirrors.
Well, let's speak to that because I feel like, you know, you probably have an insight to Greg Madison. How is it when a professional style, and of course the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best defenses in history, when a guy like that comes back to college and puts schemes in there and understands how to make the kids do that, how much of it, and knows adjustments on the fly?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm not there at practice, but from everything that I hear, they are hitting in practice 10 times more than they used to.
Right.
That's unfortunately what's missing from the National Football League right now.
Yeah, exactly.
More concussions.
Is the ability to put people in pads and practice and set an attitude through practice and have that carried into a game. It appears to be working.
It's exciting.
You know, obviously Greg Madison being able to come in and tell these guys, you know, I coached Ray Lewis last year. I'm sure carries some weight. I mean, Greg Robinson, who was our defensive coordinator the last couple of years.
I coached Syracuse.
Well, I mean, he did win Super Bowls with the Denver Broncos, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But that doesn't carry nearly as much weight. Hey, you know, to tell an 18-year-old that 15 years ago I won Super Bowls.
It doesn't carry the weight. And also, those Denver Broncos teams, while they had a decent defense, they were known for John Elway. I mean, it's not, they weren't known for their defense.
Well, I guess the bottom line is it's working. And Brady Hoke is laying down he's laying down quite an attitude that people on that team are gravitating towards. I just love how he stands there, arms crossed,
right,
glowering at the field as the team's on offense without a headset.
No headset.
And I love that. I just think it's just like I'm delegating to my guy, Borges.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the game plan is. We talked about it. I know how you guys need to execute. Now go do it.
Trust.
He's not one of those coaches, clearly, who's got the ego, who needs to wear the headset to make it seem like he's got his finger on the pulse of everything for every second. He's confident in delegating to whom he's delegating. And that is just, I guess, a wordless way of exuding not only confidence in what you've laid out there, but also just showing about the importance of execution. It's up to you guys to execute.
So we've done our work. We've done our work in practice. It's like a parent when you can across the room give your kid a look to like stop hitting someone. Stop it. It's amazing.
That game against Minnesota that Michigan won 58-0, we would have won last year 58-57.
Yeah.
And this game that we beat Northwestern on the road last year, we would have lost.
I agree. The second half adjustments were amazing. But it is surprising to be 6-0. Let's tie it into the NFL because I know that's your forte here. Let's talk about some of the teams that are